The rate of suicide and homicide in the Kusilbak census area along the lower Yukon River more than doubled since 1980, an increase higher than anywhere in the nation. That's according to a study from the University of Washington that mapped how people in the U.S. died during those years. To better understand it, KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur talked with one of the study's designers and people in the region who are working to reverse the trend.
It's a sobering increase. From 51 deaths per 100,000 people in 1980 to 181 by 2014. While the finding from the University of Washington does come with some caveats, Dr. Abraham Flaxman, an assistant professor at the university in the Global Health Department, says it raises a red flag.
Let me start by saying 130% increase is huge. And anytime we see something like that and it's an increase in something bad, we want to know about that.
The data came from death certificates from across the nation, and using this source brings a potential defect to the study. Flaxman says death certification has been improving since the 1980s, and quality varies. Also, in many areas, writing suicide on the certificate carried a stigma, so coroners would write something else. According to the state of Alaska's death statistics, since 1999, suicide in the Kusilbak area has far exceeded homicides. So presumably, suicides account for most of the 130% increase. Flaxman hopes the numbers help local officials take action.
So now it is out there. And what happens from there, I really hope that this is something that people find helpful and can use to improve population health.
Suicides in Alaska Natives is no secret. In 2015, in the same census area, four people killed themselves in Hooper Bay in a period of weeks. One of the people trying to plug the flow of Alaska Native despair is Ray Daw, head of behavioral health at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Our prevention department, which is about 4 years old, has done a lot of work at understanding the impact of boarding schools, the impact of the epidemics that occurred two generations ago upon families in the region.
All these forces from colonization disrupted the culture by killing whole families and communities with epidemics and then taking children away from the survivors to educate them in white-run schools. This led to family dysfunction and substance abuse, conditions ripe for suicide because youth lose sight of a viable future. The YKHC Suicide Prevention Department works to reverse these forces by strengthening the Yupik culture. It bases its treatment on ways Yupik people lived healthy lives less than a century ago, before there was youth suicide. Daw says the department is fully staffed by local Alaska Natives who all speak Yupik.
Research says that, you know, if you're going to have effective work in behavioral health, you got to have people who are closer to the culture in terms of how they think, feel, and behave, and understand the dynamics of problems and solutions within that culture a lot more effectively than someone who isn't.
To get more Alaska Natives providing behavioral health care to Alaska Natives, the department partners with Dr. Diane McAkron at the UAF Kuskokwim University campus. Two Yupik elders are always in the classroom with McAkron. The classes work on how to counsel people and how to heal communities. McAkron is convinced these classes can make a real difference.
So we're looking at what does it mean for a whole community to experience more health and well-being? And if that happens, what are all the ways to help that happen? And then what outcomes can we imagine from that in terms of the rates of all these issues? Well, they would plummet.
Professionals are putting their hope in historical healing and resiliency, strengths the elders in the classroom embody, strengths the students work to build in their communities. The classes are rooted in understanding that the rates of suicide, domestic violence, and substance abuse are all ways colonization manifests when one culture violates another. From there, the students can move beyond the past to create a viable future.
That's a social condition that happened to the Yupik people. And that's a powerful insight for people to have, because now they can sit back and they can start to go, oh, it really wasn't us. So what is us that kept us safe before? And now let's get that.
But will it be enough to curb a trend that has built and increased over more than 30 years? No one knows the answer to that question. With help from Johanna Urich and Steve Heimel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur in Bethel.